So we just finished up Pshat and Tosfos Reb Nachman. Okay, it's just, I mean, you got to work on the Pshat a little bit here, but we didn't say any ideas. The tape got messed up, so we're not taping it. Okay, right. So we can do the next lesson now. I've called Sarah Person. Okay, so where are we up to? So again, we're up to the point in the Gemara which says that the Tana de Berishmal is in support of Rav Nachman. How do you know Tana de Berishmal is in support of Rav Nachman? Because Tana de Berishmal says that only begotten are Tzemer and Pesha. Universally, it says the term Begin in the Torah. One place, you don't know what it is. So one place it says Tzemer or Pesha. So therefore, you know that Kol Tzur Kulo, whenever it says the word Begin, it means Tzemer or Pesha. Right? Right. And that's, so you see that he must hold that he ends up, doesn't hold by the limit of Hakanaf Ben Kanaf, right? Because it turns out there's no place for it to be Chal. Right? Turns out there's no place for it to be Chal. He doesn't hold by it, so he holds. Right? Fine. So he holds that, that's Rav Nachman. That's only Tzemer Pesha's Chayv D'Oraisa, and everything else is Pata. Because it's not Begin. So Tosfos asks, Tema, Menolei Depalik, how do you know that he argues on Rav Nachman? This Tano argues on Rav Nachman. Or Anan Rava, I guess, also. I'm sorry, not he argues on Rav Nachman. He is Rav Nachman. How do you know he argues on Rava? And I guess on Rav Yehuda, who holds that Shami and Rechai and Torah. Dilma Shiny Hacha, do you go Yisuro de Hakanaf Men Kanaf? Dalchinami Dosh Prema Malikim, me O Beged, Shar Begadim, Tana de Rishmal. So what's the question? Because you're saying, how do you know that Tana de Rishmal argues on Rav Nachman? Maybe Tana de Rishmal argues on Rava and holds that the Sharmin and Rapatar and Siddhis Men Torah. Maybe he holds, it's true, Kaltar Kula. Begad is only Tzemer and Peshtan. But he has a separate limud by tzitzis of Hakanaf Min Kanaf. So that's Marba, even Sharminim. So you're proving me, well, Rachman's trying to defend himself with the Tanad Veri Shmal. The Tanad Veri Shmal is not talking about tzitzis, Tanad Veri Shmal is talking about other stuff. But maybe when it comes to tzitzis, since you have a reboy of Hakanaf Min Kanaf, it's including other minim as well. And he says in a similar manner, you have in Ba'am Adlikim, by Obeged, which includes Sharbagan, even besides Tzemer and Peshtan, which I think is there sort of regarding Mekabel Tum. Beged's Mekabel Tum, I think it says, oh, Beged. So it means even other stuff, Beged, and even other materials. Okay? Sharbagan. So this is why can't you say something here? So how do you know you're not bringing good support from Nachman, because that support has nothing to do with Tzitzis. And it's ignoring the Hakanaf Mekanaf. Says V'yesh Lomar, he's giving two answers. Dilo Dami, you can't compare this to the Gemara and by Tama in the Shabbos. De'asam Lomafkinan Beged deKrami Mash Meusa. There, you're not taking away the Beged of the Pasuk from its Mashmos. Dilo Olam Beged deKrat Tzemer Peshtanu. Because really, it's Beged in the Pasuk, it's Tzemer Peshtan. El Demarbinan Af Shar Minim, but you're including besides for Beged other Minim. If you want to be Dorish from Hakanaf Mekanaf to include other Minim, you can't beg at the Ksiv Beresha, then when it says beg it in the beginning of the Pasuk, of Asal Tzitzah Kanfe Big Dayam, it's talking about even Shar Minim. Vim Kain, Mafkas beg it, Mimash Muse. So then you're taking beg it out of his Mashmos. What does he mean? What's his answer? Yeah, I believe it's Thomas Shratzim. That oh, beg it there. So Obeged is including even other meaning. Yeah, it says, it says Beged ain't liyala Beged Tzemer Peshtan. Minayin l'rabo Tzemer Gmalam Tzemer Ananam Tzemer Notz Shalitha Mishrayim Vakach Vesrigan Tamalim or Obeged. So Obeged is including other meaning as well. So this is always his answer, Pshat. Pshat, his answer is like this, is that not. See, there's two kinds of limudim. See, when it comes to Tumas Sharetz, I'm sorry. Here's the premise. The premise is that Tana Rishmal holds that Beged means Tzemer Peshtan. That's what the word means. Okay? That's what it means. That's what my mashmos of the word, that's what it means. Okay? Because the Torah tells you in one case, Binyan Av Setzav, that's what it always means. Okay? That's Beged. Nothing else is Beged. I don't mean what it means, but that's what Beged is. Nothing else is a Beged. Now, when it comes to Tumas Sharetz, now it says, oh, Beged. Okay, there's a list of things which are in Kabbalah Tumas Sharetz. So it says, oh, Beged means, it could have just said Beged. It was, oh, Beged means not only that which is a Beged, namely Tzemer Peshtan, but even other things are Mekabbalah Tumas Sharetz. right? Even other things, namely things which look like garments but are made out of different materials, which aren't called beged. Okay? O beged is including, it has a list of things. O beged, O R, O sock, right? Different things. So it's saying, O beged is including things which are not beged. That's fine, there's nothing wrong with that. Right? That's considered to be Shema. Don't you know, just saying the term beged only means term brishon. But it doesn't mean you can't apply a halacha to other things besides for beged. Because if it does, it applies to many things. Okay. But when it comes to the tzitzis, let's take a look. It says, also into the zakan for big day. Right? On your corners of your beged. That's what it says. It says beged. So what's tzitzis on tzemer and brishon? Now what are you telling me? Now you have a limud of hakanaf min kanaf, which tells me that I put tzitzis hakanaf means that tzitzis could be mino. And therefore, what kind of limud is that? Because I already know the lavan and, you know, shemer and pishton, I already know, it could be anything. So therefore, it must be, it's saying even other mino. Right? But he says that's not logical. It's not a rule. You have to have priorities. It's true, it's a good question. What does hakanaf, tzitzis hakanaf teach you? But what are you going to say? So therefore, you're going to say that when it says beged, it means other stuff besides beged. It doesn't say beged. So you're faced with a conflict. On the one hand, it says beged, which we know what it means. That's a primary thing. We know beged means this. Now, you can't change what beged means by tzitzis because you have tzedak enough, men can off. In other words, unless you would have a limud, v'nosnu tzitzis al-kanaf, I don't know, something like that. In other words, that the chiv tzitzis applies to something other than a beged. But that's not where the limud is. The place for the limud should be that the chiv tzitzis is on other things. But it's clear the limud, Pasuk tells you, it's only on begadim. So therefore you can't, that's it, period. End the story. So you can't, it must be, since the chiv is only on begadim, and we know begadim are only tzemer and peshtan, that's it. There's nothing else to talk about. You can't say, so what do Hakanaf make it off? I don't know. It must be the time that the Shemal argues on that. And that's what Nachman's basing himself on. Okay? It's a system of priorities and questions. You can't say, because you have an extra word, you're going to throw out the, you're going to change what the word beged means. What the beged means, that's what it means. I have a reboy? Okay, it's a good question. What do you do with the reboy? I don't really know. I'm not sure, but you can't, it doesn't lend itself to changing what the word beged means. But in the case of Tumas Negayim, you're not changing what beged means. You're just extending the scope of where Tumas Sharetz applies. There's nothing wrong with that. And apparently, what Tosas is outruling is you can't possibly say that when a beged, when it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, is different than beged in Kol Tzar Kula. That's not possible. Beged is beged. It's not a question about tzitzis. It's a question about the shame beged. So the shame beged, what mitzvah is it going to apply to? You can say this is going to apply to beged plus. That you could say. But you can't redefine beged for that. But this is Hakanaf could tell you, once I know what's chayiv and tzitzis, it could tell me how to perform my mitzvah. But that can't tell me what's chayiv in the mitzvah. That's a secondary thing. So the primary thing is what's a beged. If it's not a beged, then you can't start telling me about how what's going to work for lavan. It's not a beged. It's not chayiv and tzitzis. I think those are ruling the Havamina, is if you look at the Gemara and the Nagayim, and Tumas Sharetz, it implies, like it's saying, even though Tanu Yishmael holds Semer and Peshtan, or Beged is only Semer and Peshtan, but by Sharetz, Beged, it's a different kind of Beged. It's a larger scope of a Beged. Like, as if, like, Tanu Yishmael holds, there's, like, two kinds of Beged. There's a normal Beged is everything, but when it comes to Sharetz, it's extending to a larger definition of Beged. But if that's the case, if that's the way you learn, then my tzitzis is also. Then it says Hakanaf Ben Kanaf should teach you, it must be is making use of that larger definition of Beged. But his answer is, no, that doesn't make sense. You missed learning in by Sharetz. It's not Pshat, it's a larger definition of Beged. No, the Binyanav tells you that there's only one definition of Beged, which is Semer Pishtan. By Sharetz is telling you is that the Halacha of Tumas Sharetz doesn't only apply to Beged, but it also applies to other things. Because the Limud, that's the nature of the Limud. If you look at the Limud there, it's like that, oh Beged. But here, by Tzitzis, the Limud isn't like that. The limud just says clear, al kanfi bigdayim, period. So now you tell me hakanaf minkanaf, that can't change the chiyuv. So, and what are you going to tell me? Is a bigger definition of beged? That can't be. He says, you're not going to take the mash beged out of mashmas. So that's his first answer. That makes sense. Sounds solid. Okay. Now he gives another answer. Again, what's the question? The question was, why don't you say that it's true the Tanu Yishmael holds, Sever and Pishtan, Beged is only Sefer Bishlam. But here you have a separate limud. Right? So the limud is extending it. The limud is going to extend it to even Shar Minim. Right? So he's going to give a new answer. Okay, his first answer was, no, you can't say that limud because that limud is going to knock out Pshat. Knock out Beged. He can't just change Beged, right? It's different than Shar. Second answer is like this. Inami yesh lomar the Rava lo darish mi yisura midi. Rava isn't being darish from the extra word anything. Elimishtun de savar bigdehem kol bigdehem mashma. But since he holds Beged is all Beged, all begadim. V'alotziv hakadaf min kanaf. And then it says hakadaf min kanaf. Shemidaber min had tzitzis. It's talking about the tzitzis. Ulepir se al kachach tan mishma lasle de Rava. And therefore, according to that, Tashmah doesn't hold by Rava, obviously. What's he saying? What's his answer here? So the basic lesson is then that Rava is saying Hakadosh Min Kanaf is since Rava holds Beged is everything, so now you come along Hakadosh Min Kanaf. So therefore he says so means you could use Shar Minim, you know, Mashi or for Mashi. But according to Tanya Shmuel, who doesn't hold Beged as everything, so therefore he obviously doesn't hold the Bai Rava's thing. You know? This sounds somewhat simple, but, I mean, what's he adding? Obviously there's a new answer. So, I mean, how's that? How is this? The question is, how exactly is this answering the question? And how is it answering differently from the first answer? You know what I mean? Like, what's also giving a second answer for? I mean, it sounds very similar. It's just saying, it sounds like the same answer. It's saying, since he holds Beged is... Since Tanya Shmuel holds Beged, it's only Tzaren Pishton, so therefore he doesn't hold Beged, it was Limud. Can't be. So, isn't that the same thing? Isn't that his first answer? That's what it was his first answer. He's saying, you can't say Hakanaf Mikanaf is going to take the Beged out of its Mashmas. So, I mean, it sounds like it's just a different way of looking at it. You can't take Beged out of its Mashmas, or since you hold Beged, it has Mashmas, therefore you can't hold by Tanya Shmuel. I mean, it just sounds like, what's the difference between these two answers? So we're going to leave the question for overnight. Okay, but we have another question. I want to do the next Tosfos. Beged Ein Li Ela Beged Tzemer. Okay, I don't want to go through the whole cheshbon in this Tosfos. It's complicated, but I want to get the main point. Beged Ein Li Ela Beged Tzemer. Right? This is the second Tanur Shmuel. The second Tanur Shmuel holds. Right? Because remember, the first Tanur Shmuel holds that. How do you know Beged means Tzemer or Pishtun? Because it says Beged Stam all over the place. And then by one place, it says Beged Tzemer or Beged Pishtun. Right? Where's that by Negaya? Right, Beged Tzemer Pishtun. He says that's teaching you that everything is Tzemer Pishtun, right? But then he says, what about the other Tanur Shmuel? So he says, the other Tanur Shmuel says, no, it just goes, oh, Beged. So it says, oh, Beged teaches you, that word, oh, tells you it extends to other, right? Because don't say Beged Tzemer, u Beged Pishtun. It says, be Beged Tzemer, oh, be Beged Pishtun. So the second, so oh, is a reboy to teach you, it means other things as well. So Tosfos asks, he says, question has been a gun. So where's this question? Where's this word, oh Beged? Where's this from? So Rashi says it's the same place by Nagoyim, right? He says Vikasha, Chada. Okay? Then can't directly gross O Bibeged. It doesn't say O Beged, it says Bibeged Semer, O Bibeged Pishtun. So if you want to quote the Limud, it should say O Bibeged. Right? And he has a bunch of other things. A bunch of other questions, basically. There's a whole list of questions. But basically, he doesn't like learning it from this, the same place, this, Beged, you know, by Tosfos Nagoyim. And therefore, Tosfos says, without going into all his questions, but he says, Lekach Tzorach Lefarish. Okay? It's four lines from the bottom at the end. The Bishratim Hudachsev. Right. Because that's the pasuk you read before. O Beged. Okay? And he goes on to explain a little bit. So the question is, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if this O Beged is the O by Negayim, or it's a different O. O by Tumas Sharetz. Okay, my question is who cares? I mean, does it make a difference? Is it just a matter of, just to be consistent on the Limudim, or is it, does it actually conceptually make a difference? Which one you learn it from? Okay?